We know the word for say in Chinese. What is that word?
说.
What if we want to use a phrase where it said, I told her? We wouldn't use I say her. We would use a word that means to tell, which in Chinese is
告诉,告诉,告, black finger down, 诉, closed fist, 告诉, to tell.
Kind of sounds like cow soup. If you want to take a cow and make some soup, you can tell someone you're going to do that. How would you say to tell?
告诉.
How would you say to tell?
告诉.
He told me yesterday that he wants to buy a car.
他昨天告诉了他要.
Who did he tell?
He told me yesterday. 他昨天告诉.
And why don't you just use me? Because we know from yesterday that it's in the past. He yesterday told me.
他昨天告诉我.
Now, what did he tell me? He wants to buy a car.
他要买汽车.
How do you say car?
汽车.
That's right. 汽车. 汽车.
So could that mean that he wants to buy a car and that he will buy a car? It could mean either one.
It
right?
could mean either one.
Okay.
At least they will, or in the future.
He intends to.
Comes to the same, doesn't it?
He told me yesterday that he wants to buy a car.
他昨天告诉我他要买汽车. 他昨天告诉我他要买汽车.
When I want a different dish, when I want different food, I shall tell you. I want different food when I tell you.
我要别的菜的时候我告诉你.
我要别的菜的时候我告诉你. 我要别的菜的时候我告诉你.
So it's I tell you, not I shall tell you.
You can say 我要告诉你 means I shall or I want. Or simply, you can just say 我告诉你. It's fine.
We're beginning to note that Chinese see the world differently than English speakers. Speakers of Mandarin experience the world differently. There are certain things that are very important for a Chinese speaker that really don't even come up on the radar screen for an English speaker. Here's an example. English speakers divide the world into things that happen, have happened, or will happen, and variations on those. We know that when something has happened in Chinese, we can have the verb, whatever it was, and put le after it to indicate that it happened. How would you say, I bought two cars?
我买了两个汽车. 我买了两个汽车.
It's done. It happened. I bought them. However, there's another way in which 了 is used, where it just indicates that something has changed, and it can be a very minor change. We don't make this distinction in English, but it's very important in Chinese. Real Chinese who learned how to speak Chinese by living in China or hearing the language from their parents versus foreigners who learn in classes and via textbooks greet each other in a different way than we do. We might say, hi, how's it going? And you'll hear that too in Chinese. But a very common way to begin an interaction with somebody is just to observe what's going on with them and make a comment about it or ask a question that may seem entirely unrelated to what's going on. It's just a way of saying, I want to speak with you. It's a way of starting a conversation. So they might say things like, have you eaten? You'll be coming down the street and there'll be a friend And instead of saying, hi, how are you doing? They'll say, have you eaten? Or are you tired? Oh, you're coming from work. These are observations. And these observations are an example of how we will use this le, which indicates change of status, a change that something's happened. Imagine a proper Englishman meeting another one in the street, and the first thing out of his mouth is, have you eaten yet?
No.
No. Unlikely. In Chinese, you might even say, oh, you're late. It's not meant as a criticism. It's an observation. It's just an attempt to initiate an interaction. It's just a way to start speaking with a person. So here's an example. Have you eaten?
吃了吗? 吃了吗?
The 了, in this case, doesn't indicate specifically that something happened in the past. It indicates the possibility of change, kind of the sentence 了. In other words, it comes at the end of the sentence, whereas the past tense 了 comes after the verb anywhere in the sentence. This one will always come at the end of the sentence. So again, have you eaten?
吃了吗?
How would you say, have you eaten?
吃了吗?
At one point you didn't eat, things changed, and now you've eaten. From the Chinese point of view, this is very important. So let's take the two le in the same sentence to contrast them. The word for tired in Chinese is
lei. Lei. Black finger down. Lei for tired. Lei.
He was so tired, he just lay there. I ate. Now I am tired. How would you say that?
我吃饭了。现在我累。
And how would you indicate that there was a change of status?
我现在累了。我吃饭了。我现在累了。You
also might just say,
我吃了。
Just like, have you eaten, which is?
吃了吗?
And so how would you say, I ate and now I am tired?
我吃了。我现在累了。我吃了。现在我累了。
Oh, I said 我现在.
Put it at either place.
我吃了。我现在累了。 我吃了,现在我累了。So,
at one time I wasn't tired, now I'm tired. I went to Beijing yesterday and now I am tired. I went to Beijing yesterday.
我昨天去了北京,我现在来了。They
were just laying about.
累了。我昨天去了北京。我现在累了。我昨天去了北京。我现在累了。So
if we're saying I went from London via autobus to Leeds, how would we say to?
到.
That also means to arrive. How would you say to arrive?
到,
到, black finger down, 到, to arrive.
We can use the change of status 了 with verbs like this. So for example, I took a plane to London and now I have arrived, indicating that there's a change that took place. Before I hadn't and now I have. I took a plane to London. I sat plane to London.
我坐机飞.
What was the old Irishman? Malachi a
飞机.
So take it again.
我坐飞机.
To London.
到 London.
Now I have arrived.
现在我到了。我
坐飞机到伦敦。 现在我到了。我坐飞机到伦敦，现在我到了。
Because you're indicating that you did this from context, it's understood that you are the person who has arrived. I took a plane to London, and now I have arrived. If you want to say, I took a plane to London, and now they have arrived, then you would definitely put it in. But in this case, because of context, again, very much of a context-dependent language, can leave out the I. Do you remember the word for fast?
快.
快. 快, black finger down.
This word can also be used to indicate that something has just happened or is about to happen. Penelope Wong was anxious. Her elderly mother, Ubiquitous Wong, murmured, "Don't worry, my dear. We shall arrive quite soon. We are about to arrive. We've arrived. You are on your mobile, and you want to tell your host that you are almost there. You're in your car, and you want to let them know you're just about to arrive. You're almost there." You would say,
快到了,
fast, or right away, arrived. In other words, at one point we hadn't, and it's just about to happen. There's going to be a change of something. In this case, we hadn't arrived, and now,
快到了.
This is a very important distinction from the Chinese point of view. You're going to hear it all the time. So when in Beijing, do as the Beijingers. Have you eaten?
吃了吗?
吃了吗? 吃了吗?
I have eaten.
我吃了。我吃了。我吃了。
Are you tired?
你累了吗?
你累了吗? 你累了吗?
He took the train and just arrived in New York. He sat train, fast arrived New York.
他坐猴子
Fire vehicle.
猴子快到。 New York,
New York, New York, New York, New Red V for victory, New Green Sound Mouth.
Okay, let's take it from the beginning. He took the train and just arrived in New York.
他快到纽约.
A change of status, yes.
他快到纽约.
We want to indicate that he just arrived. This something happened, something changed here. In the Chinese mind, it's different from saying he arrived a year ago or last week. This just happened, something changed here.
How do you say train?
火车.
How do you say by means of or by something?
坐,
black finger down, 坐。他坐火车快到纽约了。他坐火车快到纽约了。
All the children went to school, and now they are tired. Children all went to school.
孩子都去了学。 Xiang.
How do you say school?
Shui Xiang.
Xue Xiao.
Shui Xiao.
Now they are tired.
Xian Sai. Ta men. Lei Le.
How would you say tired?
Lei Le.
Yes. Lei Le. How would you say children?
Hai Zi.
Hai, blue finger up. 孩子都去了学校。现在累了。孩子都去了学校。现在累了。
This cup of tea is not bad. How would you say this cup of tea is not bad?
这个一杯茶。
Well, actually,
杯
is a heard word. And so we don't need two heard words in a row, because 个 is also a heard word. We're only going to use one. So in this case, you could pick either 个 or
杯.
And let me explain. In English, we have words like a herd of cattle, a school of fish, and these are words that are peculiar to certain nouns, certain things. So instead of saying a lot of cattle, we could say a herd of cattle. You could say a number of cattle, a lot of cattle. You could say a number of fish. You could say a school of fish. I call these herd words, just like a herd of cattle. They're herd words. And we have them for different things in English, but in Chinese, there is a different one for every single noun. So we have a lot of them, but Chinese has thousands of them. There are approximately 50 to 60 of these herd words. And you have to know in Chinese, if you really, really, really want to be very, very specific, which one to use with which noun. The all-purpose herd word is ge. You can essentially get away with saying ge with most of them. There are a few which we're going to point out where that's not the case. This word, bei, means a cup or a container of something. You could use it for water, you can use it for various things. It's a herd word. Some people call it a measure word. And all you need to understand is that you have a choice with it. You can either use this word or you can use g, and you will be understood. There are a few, and we will point them out later on, where you have to use the herd word, where you have to use this measure word. But there are not very many of them. Let's take that again. This cup of tea is not bad. So you only get one herd word at a time. That's the agreement in Chinese. Which one would you prefer?
Well, as it's a cup, we better use bei.
So how would you say this cup of tea is not bad?
这杯茶不错。
这杯茶不错。这杯茶不错。
You are mistaken. We're going to use the same word for bad for mistaken.
你是不对。
Okay. There's a way of doing it using 对. But actually, in this case, it would be nice to use the word
错. 错.
你是错.
Okay. Actually, we don't need the 是 because that's redundant. It's a duplication of what we already have. 错 contains within it the meaning not to be correct or not to be good.
你错.
And how would you let us know that there was a change of status?
你错了。
你错了。你错了。Or you can say 你不对。It's okay, but you have to take out the 是. So 你不对. The same.
对 means to be right, to be correct. It has the meaning of to be enclosed within it already. We don't need to use the to be verb, sure.
When we say it that way, 你错了, 了 conforms to our two-syllable rule?
It does, absolutely. The two-syllable rule applies to ma, it applies to bu, it applies to tai, applies to le, and you only get two of them. That's why we can say not bad would be
不错.
And you have two syllables there. How would you say you are wrong?
错了.
Yes, so we have two syllables there. You know, when we say tasty in English, we refer to anything you put in your mouth. You can eat it, you can drink it. That's not the case in Chinese. In Chinese, we have to indicate whether it's something you're eating or drinking. How would you say it is very tasty, indicating something you're eating?
它好吃。
它好吃。好 ,red V for victory, 吃 green some out, 好吃 for tasty.
How would you say, I think that it is very tasty?
我觉得它好
very
很好吃。
我觉得它很好吃。我觉得它很好吃。
The word
好
also can mean really or quite. If you want to say that the cup of tea is very tasty, you would say what?
Good to drink, yes, rather than good to eat.
Why don't you say, I think that it is very tasty, speaking about a cup of tea that you've just drunk?
我觉得它很好喝。
我觉得它很好喝。我觉得它很好喝。
How would you say evening?
晚上。
晚上。晚 ,red V for victory. 上 ,black finger down. 晚上 for evening.
How would you say supper or dinner?
晚饭。
So what word is the same in both of those?
晚。
Which means late. It can be used as a verb to mean late. He's looking rather 晚. Well, he's late, so what do you want? You are late.
你晚了。
你晚了。
So are there certain words that are always going to be associated with 了?
Like you're hungry, you're late, you're tired. Yeah.
So there are certain things where the status is not changing. For example, thinking type things where you're thinking about something that wouldn't apply. But especially when we're talking about activities where there could be a change. To arrive, to go, to eat, to be tired, to be hungry.
To be good.
Yeah.
So would you say, like, if someone asked you ni hao, you'd say, like, han hao le?
That can be used to also indicate that you're feeling well. For example, at one point you were not feeling well, and now?
Hao le. Hao le. Wo hao le. I'm getting better. I'm well. Wo hao le.
Before I wasn't, and now I am. This is a really good example of how we use this. In English, we would have to say, I'm getting better, or I'm well, indicating I wasn't before, but now I am. And we have this le in Chinese, which basically has this function. This is what it does. And it's a very important part of the Chinese worldview, of the Chinese paradigm, that this always has to be brought into play. We always have to mention it, if indeed it's part of what's going on. So, how would you say, I come to you and I knew that you were sick. I knew you were ill and I'm wondering how you're doing. And today you're doing okay. You're recovering. How would you say that you're doing better?
我好了。
我好了。我好了。
Am I late?
我晚了吗?
我晚了吗?我晚了吗?
He would like to give you his car, okay? The okay can be translated as may. He would like.
他想给你他的汽车。
May? Question? We don't want Uncle Harvey to something favor.
可以。
You will always hear this word. You're going to hear it all the time.
可以。可以。
It can be translated in English many, many different ways. It's all dependent on the context. So in this case, I said he would like to give you his car, okay? We're not translating okay. We're translating the understanding of okay. In this case, means, is that okay? Is it possible? May he? And we have a question, so how would you say it? How would you say, may he?
可以吗?
Yes.
他 想给你他的汽车可以吗？他想给你他的汽车可以吗？
Okay, I reply. Fine, no problem.
可以，
可以
or 好。
You can also say that. So we just want to communicate. And this is a living language. It's been around for thousands and thousands of years. Chinese people have incredible imaginations, and I guarantee you they use the language every possible way they can to express their feelings and their experience of life. So whatever way you do is fine. And also, Chinese people have a great sense of humor. So be prepared to have fun. They like to play, and they like to make puns and play with words, and they love their language. It's the only language without an alphabet, so the characters in Chinese have special significance, as you may find out later on. I am hungry.
我饿了。
我饿了。我饿了。
Are you hungry?
你饿了吗？
你饿了吗？你饿了吗？
So you open the door and the guest you've been expecting has just arrived. She's standing there. How would you say, now just having become aware that she's standing there, she has come?
她快来了。
她快来了。她快来了。
The word for should, which is used a lot in Chinese, and it's not only used in terms of expressing should, and you'll learn other ways it's used, but we'll start out with should, is
应该应该应 green some out 该 green some out 应该 for should.
This is the same 应 sound.That is used with England. It's the same sound. I believe that the Mr. England contest should only be open to a Ying guy. Not an Albanian guy, a Romanian guy, nor a Belgian guy. I mean, it's a British competition. It's English, so it should be for a Ying guy. You should buy this newspaper.
你应该
that it,
买
the canine
bow.
你应该买这个报。你应该买这个报。
Should we come today or tomorrow?
我们今天还是明天应该来。
我们今天还是明天应该来。我们今天还是明天应该来。
Should we go eat at this restaurant or that one?
我们应该在这个餐馆还是那个餐馆吃饭。
我们应该在这个餐馆还是那个餐馆吃饭。我们应该在这个餐馆还是那个餐馆吃饭。
If you want to say it's about the same or they're basically the same, you would say
差不多差不多差 black finger down 不 black finger down多 green some out, 差不多。
Nothing ever changes here. So when you leave, please, 差不多 behind you. It's about the same. How would you say, it's about the same, they're about the same?
差不多。
How would you say, it's about the same, they're about the same?
差不多。
So,We just asked this question, should we go eat at this restaurant or that one? And my reply is, well, it's about the same. You know, they're basically the same. How would you say that?
差不多。
However, if you want to say the same, you would say
一样,一样,一, blue finger up, 样, black finger down, 一样, for the same.
Do you remember how to say, how is it going? How would you say, how is it going? How is Beijing? You would say, Beijing, what? How would you say, how?
怎么?怎么?怎么?
And then what would you add to it?
怎么样?北京?北京怎么样?
How is Beijing?
So whatever you're inquiring about, you put it before the 怎么样? How would you say, how is London? Someone just came back from London. You want to ask about that?
伦敦怎么样?
And so the phrase 怎么样 has two words contained. The first one, 怎么, means
how.
And the second one, 样, what does that mean? It means a type or
kind.
Mm-hmm. So if you want to distinguish kinds of different things, you'll use 样. So, if you want to say one kind, the same, you would say
一样,一样.
How would you say the same? It's basically the same. It's the same kind.
一样.
Old MacDonald had a clone farm. 一样,一样,哦. How do you say the same?
一样.
So, if that means the same, how would you say different or not the same? What's the word for not?
不一样.
That means different. Chinese and English are not the same.
中文和英文不一样.
Chinese and English are not the same.
中文和英文不一样. 中文和英文不一样.
The word for ticket in Chinese is
票, 票, black finger down, 票, for ticket.
In pinyin, it's spelled P-I-A-O, black finger down. Can I buy a train ticket for my cow? Yeah, just ask for a cow piao. What's the word for airplane or fly machine?
飞机.
And how would you say airplane ticket? You don't need to use the de here.
飞机票.
I will buy two plane tickets.
我要买两个飞机票.
How would you say I will or want?
我要买两个飞机票。我要买两个飞机票。
I'm sorry, we have no more plane tickets to Glasgow. I'm sorry.
对不起。对不起。
I'm sorry.
对不起。
We have no more plane tickets to Glasgow. And the way we're going to do this is we're going to use plane ticket as what we're talking about. So go to Glasgow, the plane ticket.
没有到 Glasgow 的飞机票.
对不起, 没有到 Glasgow 的飞机票. 对不起, 没有到 Glasgow 的飞机票.
Well, in that case, what tickets do you have?
那么什么票?你什么? You have what tickets?
You have what tickets?
那么你有什么票?
那么你有什么票? 那么你有什么票?
What is the word for to buy?
Mai.
Mai.
If we want to say to sell, we use the same sound, but we do it with a black finger down, which is
Mai. Mai. Black finger down. Mai. To sell.
So let's contrast them. How would you say to buy?
Mai.
How would you say to sell?
Mai.
How would you say to sell?
My.
My God, he sold all of my possessions. My God, he sold all of my possessions. I can sell you 3 train tickets to London.
我能买你3个到伦敦的火车票。
How do you say train?
火车
for train. 我能卖你三个到伦敦的火车票。
But I really don't want to go to London.
可是我不真的。But
I really not want.
可是我真的不要去到伦敦。
In this case, you can use 去, and you don't have to say 到. And you can use 到 without 去, but you may not use them both together. They have overlapping meanings. Pick your favorite one. Which is your favorite one? Do you like to go or you like to arrive? But I really don't want to go to London.
可是我真的不要去伦敦。
The word for 4 in Chinese is
四, black finger down, 四 for 4, number 4.
Number 4 is spelled S-I in pinyin, it's a black finger down. How would you say 4?
四.
How would you say the number 4?
四.
How would you say death or to die?
死. 死.
Well, do you think this is a lucky number in Chinese? No, it's not. It's an unlucky number. There are lucky numbers and unlucky numbers. Since this has the same sound as death, it's not a lucky number. So if you have a telephone number or you have a house number or a lottery ticket number or a plane number, all kinds of things, we would like to avoid 4. At age 4, he was knighted. He was knighted by the Queen. Now we must address him as Sir Ronald Wong IV. I have 4 airline tickets.
我有4个飞机的票.
So that's a single word. It's a single phrase, so we don't need a "the" in there.
Of course. 我有 四个飞机票。我有四个飞机票。我有四个飞机票。
The word for 5 in Chinese is
五。五。
Red V for victory. 五 for number 5.
And in pinyin, this would be spelled W-U.
五.
After 5 days of non-stop drinking, Constance Chen felt a bit woozy. I would like to buy 4 or 5 airline tickets. Now, in Chinese, when we have 2 numbers like 4 or 5 following one another, we leave out the or. So I would like to buy 4, 5 airline tickets. I would like to buy 4 or 5 airline tickets.
我想买四五 飞机票。
And how would you put in the word between the number and the airline ticket?
我想买是五个飞机票。
我想买四五个飞机票。我想买四五个飞机票。
Please tell me, do you want 4 or 5 tickets?
请问。
Now that's asking a question.
Okay.
And I'm asking, please tell me. Please to tell me.
请果素。
Okay, cow soup. It sounds like cow soup.
果素。请果素。
Me.
我。
Do you want 4 or 5 tickets?
你要吃五票。
Okay, so if you were saying 5 tickets, how would you say 5 tickets?
五个。
So how would you say, do you want 4 or 5 tickets?
你要这个五个票。
And what about the or?
这个还是五个票。
So why don't you take that again? Please tell me, do you want 4 or 5 tickets?
请告诉我你要这个还是五个票。
How do you say 4?
四。
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 四 for 4.
How do you say tell? Tell me, tell.
告诉。
告。Black finger down. 告诉。
请告诉我你要四个还是五个票。
请告诉我你要四个还是五个票。
The word for 6 in Chinese is
六。六。
Black finger down. 六 for number 6.
You know Leo the lion? Did you ever hear of Leo the lion? This is not one. In this case, we have 6 Leo the lion. I want 6 tickets.
我要六个票。
我要六个票。我要六个票。
How do you say fast in Chinese?
快。
快。
Black finger down, 快.
That word, that sound, is used for currency. It's a colloquial term for a unit of currency. So it could be a US dollar, a British pound, the mainland Chinese.
人民币.
What is the word for person?
人.
And so what does this mean?
人民.
人民 is people, the same.
And what does B mean?
B actually is like the bill, the money. It means the paper money.
The note. So people's note or people's currency. Therefore, if you want to refer to the currency, you could either use the official title, which is
人民币,
or you could say
快.
Now, if you're in Taiwan and you were talking about new Taiwan dollars, and you didn't want to use the term new Taiwan dollars, what could you refer to?
快.
If you were in Hong Kong and you wanted to refer to Hong Kong dollars, what could you refer to?
快.
If you went to a bank and you wanted to get pound sterling, what would you call it?
快.
And if you wanted to exchange US dollars, what could you call it?
快.
Quite simple, right? No problem. Please give me 6 快. No problem.
没问题。请给 我
Leo the lion.
Leo, 快
How would you say number six?
Leo.
Leo. Leo. 没问题，请给我六块。没问题，请给我六块。
No good after six.
We have another heard word. I heard it on the grapevine. We have another heard word. And this heard word is the word
快.
There are only a few of them. Probably about 99 point however many nines you like, you can use g. But we have a very tiny number of heard words which are necessary. And we're going to give almost all of them to you. So you just got another one, which is
快.
The word for 10 in Chinese is
十, 十, blue finger up, 十 for number 10.
How would you say to be in Chinese?
是.
And that's black finger down. How would you say 10?
是.
Blue finger up. To be is black finger down. 10 is blue finger up. The same sound. How would you say 10?
十.
Sure. Don't tell him. We invited 10 people. Tonight, 10 people will eat supper here. Today evening. Tonight.
今天晚上.
There are 10 people.
有十人.
And what is that word you're going to put between the number and the...
十个人.
And it's blue finger up.
十个人
will adhere eat supper.
在这
They will
要在这
eat supper.
吃晚饭
Tonight, 10 people will eat supper here.
今天晚上有十个人要在这儿吃晚饭。今天晚上有十个人要在这儿吃晚饭。
Well, as if we haven't had enough good news, there's some more. How would you say 10?
十.
But say you want to say 20 or 30, a multiple of 10. No problem. All you do is you put the multiple in front of the 10. So how are you going to say 30? It would be 3. How do you say 3? What's the name of that city in California?
Oh, yeah. San, sure.
Okay. How would you say 40?
四, 十.
How would you say 50?
五, 十.
How would you say 60?
六, 十.
How would you say 50 cars?
五十汽车.
Now, what are you going to put between the number and yes?
五十个汽车.
So you're going to use the g or the heard word anytime you have a unit of something. You want to express a unit of something. However many people or trains or cars, we're always going to have g, which is a heard word. You heard it here first. You will always need a heard word between the number and what follows it. It could be g in every case, except for the very, very few specific heard words which we have and shall continue to give you. How would you say 51? So what you're going to do is, how would you say 50?
50.
And then you've got to add a 1 in there somewhere. Where do you think you can add it?
At the end.
So how are you going to say 51?
51.
Okay.
51.
When we're referring to 1 by itself, how will we say it?
一, green sound out. 一.
When it's in combination with other words, such as the same, how would you say the same?
一样.
It will be different. How will it be different?
一 is blue finger up. 一,
一样。
There'll be some other variations too that you'll notice. Again, if you don't get it exact, but you say some variation of 一样, you'll be understood, especially from context. But it would be nice to get as close as you can to it. You know, the abacus uses this kind of a system of counting. The Chinese development of mathematics goes back to the 11th century BC. They figured out negative numbers, decimals, decimal system, a binary system, algebra, geometry, trigonometry, and calculus on their own before the West, 11th century BC. I want to buy 43 tickets, but I only have 65. Why? What am I going to do? I want to buy 43 tickets. But I only have 65 kuai. I want to buy 43 tickets.
我要买四十三个票。可是我
only have
可是我只有
65 kuai。
六十五块。
I want to buy 43 tickets, but I only have 65 kuai.
我要买四十三个票，可是我只有六十五块。
我要买四十三个票。可是我只有六十五块。
With regard to counting, there's just one little detail that will have everything fall into place perfectly, and here it is. How do you say a pair of something or two of something?
两个。
So that indicates a pair of something. Now, in English, would we say one, a pair, three, four, five, six? Does that sound okay?
No,
it doesn't sound okay in Chinese either. So when you're counting, when you're giving a number, it's just a number, like a telephone number, you're counting, or you give a date, we have another word. What's the word for two, specifically just for telephone numbers and counting and so forth?
R, black finger down, R for number two.
Here's my phone number. Are you ready? So what would 20 be?
R. Sure.
What would 52 be?
五十二。
And what would 12 be?
十二。
十二。
So 20 is?
二十。
52?
五十二。
12?
十二。
The days of the week in Chinese are easy as pie. All you have to do is combine the word for week with the number of the weekday. Now, there are some languages which do this similarly, like Portuguese and Hebrew. In Chinese, we start the week with Monday. It's the first day of the week. Now, the word for week is
星期, 星期, 星。
Green sum out, 七, green sum out, 星期 for week.
In pinyin, this is spelled X-I-N-G, with the X being pronounced as
X, xi.
How would you say week?
星期.
That's right, 星期.
The first part of it, 星, means star, 星, and Qi means period of time. It's a period of time related to the stars. It has to do with a week. Green thumb out for both of them. How would you say week?
Xing qi.
How would you say week?
Xing qi.
So Monday is week one. How would you say Monday?
Xing qi yi.
How would you say Tuesday?
星期二.
How would you say Wednesday?
星期三.
How would you say Thursday?
星期四
How would you say Friday?
星期五
How would you say Saturday?
星期六
Well, when we come to Sunday, you have a choice. You can either say Heaven Day. By the way, what's the word for today?
今天
The second part of that word means heaven. 天 means heaven. How do you say heaven?
天
So you can say week heaven. That's the word for Sunday. How would you say Sunday?
星期天
星期天
T-I-A-N in pinyin. Heaven Day.How would you say Sunday?
星期天 Is that the same 天 as in Tiananmen Square?
Yes, the same.
There's another way to say Sunday, which we'll also hear, which is
星期日星期日日
Black finger down 日
Which means sun, as in Sunday.I wonder where that came from. So, Monday is
星期一
Tuesday
星期二
Wednesday
星期三
Thursday
星期四
Friday
星期五
Saturday
星期六
And our two choices for Sunday
星期天 or 星期日
Okay, how would you say Sunday?
星期日
How would you say Monday?
星期一
How would you say Thursday?
星期四
How would you say Saturday?
星期六
How would you say I will come on Sunday?
我星期天要来。
我星期天要来。我星期天要来。
How would you say so long or see you again?
再见。
And what part of that means to see someone?
见。
So if you wanted to say see you on Monday,What would you say?
星期一见。星期一见。星期一见。
If you want to say next, for example, I'll see you next week, I'll see you next Thursday, you would use
下个。下个。For next, 下个。
X-I-A.How would you pronounce XIA?
下 Black finger down. 下下
That means next. In English, if we were speaking about where we are with relation to time, where would be the future? Would the future be in front of you or behind you?
Me, personally.
Yes, you personally. Since the
future's in front.
The future's in front. And where would the past be?
Behind you.
Okay, so did you ever hear someone say, why don't you just put that behind you? You know, put the past behind you.
Yeah.
Okay. We have this directionality. We have the future in front of us and the past behind us. It's part of the way our language structure works for this experience. We have this paradigm where the future is in front of us, the past is behind us. In Chinese, the past is above us.And the future is below. And
that's why...
Go ahead.
下 means under.
Yes, exactly. And what does 上 mean?
On.
Yes, on top of. So above us is 上. Below is 下. And in the middle is 无. Where we are right now is the middle.Above is behind us, so to speak. The past The future is below us. Chinese people experience the world differently than English speakers. It's built into the hardwiring. It's hardwired differently. No wonder there's such confusion. People are physically experiencing the world differently. We're experiencing the future in front of us. They're experiencing the future underneath us. Okay, let's go on. So I will see you next Thursday.
我要见你. No, I need to have the time period, don't I?
And then you're just going to do the same thing you did with see you again or goodbye. So you can say next Thursday.
Sure. 下个星期四见。下个星期四见。
I saw him last Wednesday in his house.
So if next Wednesday is 下个, then is last Wednesday 上个?
Yes. So think of it's from the top is the past, and it's going all the way down to the future.
上个星期四
Last Wednesday. I, last Wednesday.
我上个星期三
In his house saw him.
在他的家里 见他,
and then it's past tense.
见了,
I saw him last Wednesday in his house.
我上个星期三在他的家里见他了。我上个星期三在他的家里见他了。
The word for seven in Chinese is
七. 七, green sum out, 七 for number seven.
Seven stars for the week.
Actually, that's the same sound, but it means period of time. It's a different character. So we're going to run across this, we already have, but we'll continue to run across it during all the time we're learning Chinese. We're going to find there is a very limited number of sounds, and there are a lot more meanings that have to be crammed in. So just like we have way, W-A-Y, way, W-E-I-G-H, they're pronounced exactly the same. In the case of Chinese, the symbols, the characters would be different. In the case of English, the spelling would be different. How would you say seven?
Qi.
Seven pieces of cheese. How many pieces of cheese?
Qi.
The number eight is a lucky number in Chinese. What's the number eight?
Ba. Ba, green sum out. Ba for number eight.
Ba, ba, black sheep, eight bags full. Why is ba a lucky number?
Its pronunciation is similar to fa. Fa in China means to get rich.
It's a fortunate number, fortune, financial success. So, how would you say eight?
Ba.
How would you say eight?
Ba.
People actually pay money to have a lot of ba in their telephone numbers. Now, the word for nine, we're getting close to the end here. The word for nine is
九. Red V for victory. 九 for number nine.
He has, how many jokers do you think he has in his hand? He has nine jokers. How many jokers does he have in his hand?
九.
So, how would we say 10?
十.
How would you say 29?
二十九.
How would you say 37?
三十七.
How would you say 89?
八十九.
How would you say 29?
二十九.
37.
三十七.
89.
89.
The word for number in Chinese is
号, 号, black finger down, 号, for number.
How would you say good in Chinese?
好.
This is the exact same sound, but with a black finger down. How would you say number?
好.
This number is unlisted. I want to know how you got my number. Please give me your telephone number.
请给我你的
electric voice number.
电话号。
请给我你的电话号。请给我你的电话号。
I really don't know your telephone number. I really...
我真的...
don't know...
不知道...
your telephone number.
你的电话号。
How do you say telephone?
电话。
Yes, 电话。我真的不知道你的电话号。我真的不知道你的电话号。
My telephone number is 258-913-774. Don't worry, I'll help you through. My telephone number.
我的电话号
is.
是
258-9-1-3-9-1-3-7-7-4-7-7-4.
How do you say 9?
九
九
九
Yes, 九
I have 9 what in my hand? Cards? Jokers.
九九
九
My telephone number is 258-913-774.
我的电话号是258-913-774.
The word for zero or not, zero is
零, 零, blue finger up, 零 for number zero.
Mr. Ling was totally worthless, a complete ling as far as I'm concerned. The word for year in Chinese is
年, 年, blue finger up, 年 for year.
At the end of the year, he appeared on our doorstep and simply announced, that's it, the year is over, it's 年. How would you say year?
年.
How would you say year?
年.
How would you say zero?
零.
Years are counted out digit by digit, so we don't say 1952. How would you say 1952 if you were using English according to the Chinese system?
1952.
And by the way, the word year will come at the end. So we say 1952, and then what's the word for year?
年.
So 1952 年, just to indicate that that's what this number is. How would you say 2001 year, the year 2001?
2001年.
Now this word, what's the word for year?
年.
Is a heard word. It means we don't have a g in front of it. It itself is a g. How would you say the year 1431 in Chinese?
1431年.
So how would you say 1958?
1958年.
How would you say 2001?
2001年.
How would you say 1431?
1431年. 年
He has two glasses of tea for you.
他有两杯茶给你。
他有两杯茶给你。他有两杯茶给你。
How are we going to say month?
月月 Black finger down. 月 for months.
In pinyin, this is spelled Y-U with an umlaut over it, E. How would you say month?
月月 also means moon.
So the word for month is the same word as moon. We're all living on the same planet. We're just looking at the sky from different places. Mm. We're all coming up with these similar understandings. At the end of the month, he left for Alabama, way down south. Well, how are we going to say the different months? What do you think we're going to do, Jingtao? I think a nice way might be if we put the number in front of it. Think that'll work? So the first month is January. So what do we say for January?
一月.
What do you think we should do for February?
二月.
March.
三月.
Is this hard? I don't think so. How would you say January?
一月.
How would you say February?
二月.
March.
三月.
What about April?
四月.
How would you say January?
一月.
February.
二月.
March.
三月.
April.
四月.
How would you say May?
五月.
How would you say June?
六月.
How would you say July?
七月.
How would you say the lucky month?
八月.
How would you say September?
九月.
How would you say October?
十月.
How would you say the 11th month, November?
十一月.
And how would you say the 12th month, December?
十二月.
So how do we say May?
五月.
June.
六月.
July.
七月.
August.
八月.
September.
九月.
October.
十月.
November.
十一月.
December.
十二月.
When we're giving a date in Chinese, we start with the biggest unit. So in 12 December 2009, what would be the biggest unit?
We'd start with the year, 2009.
Yeah, and then what would come next?
The month.
And finally we end up with?
The day.
And each one, we're going to qualify, if it's not already qualified, with what the unit is. So it'll be 2009 year, and then the month, we already know it's referring to month because it has month or moon in there. And 12, we're going to put the word for date or number behind it. So how would you say December 12th, 2009?
2009年
December
12月
12th
12
number
how
December 12th, 2009
2009年 12月 12号 2009年 12月 12号
How would you say we want to go to Beijing on January 27th, 2010. We want to go to Beijing.
我们要去北京
January
27th, 2010. 2010年一
How would you give the year 2010? We're just going to give the digits.
2010
Is that the next digit, actually?
Oh, 20. yīlīng nián
January 27th.
一月
27 date.
二十七号
So how would you say the sentence, we want to go to Beijing on January 27th, 2010? Where would you put the date?
Oh, would you put it at the beginning?
Right. So yeah. Anytime there's time indicated, we're always going to put it up near the front. Because the Chinese people always want to get the big things out of the way. It's from big things and all the way down to the details.
我们2010年1月27号要去北京
We want to go to Beijing on January 27th, 2010.
我们2010年1月27号要去北京。 我们2010年1月27号要去北京.
Isn't Chinese logical?
Wonderful.
It's such a pleasant way of communicating, I think. Congratulations on successfully completing the Michelle Thomas Mandarin Vocabulary Course. What you have acquired is a solid foundation for spoken Mandarin Chinese. You have done this in a relatively short period of time. In fact, you will find that most Chinese speakers will immediately assume that you have studied Chinese much longer than you actually have. This is just the beginning of your Chinese journey. There is so much more to learn. Truly, it's a never-ending journey. Whether your interests revolve around travel, business, cultural studies, really anything, China is now open to you. Jing Tao and I thank you for allowing us to support you in your learning. It's really a privilege for us. Thank you.